Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 23rd day of the month of Tammuz. Please continue to daven for all those in need of a refuah, refuah shalema. All those names are listed in the daily email, including now the four children we are davening for: Chaya Yal, Shoshana, Bas Chana Fredel, Helini Orna, Bas Chin Chana, Tinok Ben Nechama Devora, and the young infant baby of one of the rabbis, part of our rabbinic network here, who has joined us on the call many, many times, Tinok Ben Tziona Sara. Again, the new name that we have now included as of today is Tinok Ben Tziona Sara. All of their names are listed in the daily email. May all of them have a speedily, easy refuah shalema, an easy recovery. May all of our tefillos be answered. For whatever reason, we're on the call with Tova for good. Additionally, please keep in mind those still being held captive, of course, our precious brothers and sisters being held hostage in Gaza, our Vinny Tanel Ben Tziona, Sonia Tziona in Iran, and Evan Gershkovitz in Russia. May they speedily be returned home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yosef Sharbat of Congregation AABJ&D in West Orange, New Jersey, to share Divrei Chizuk. It will be followed by Rabbi Sharbat fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim that we say here regularly on the call: Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Following Tehillim will be Achenu, recited in Hebrew and translated into English, and then the three really important Mishnah Berach we say here on the call: the Mishnah Berach for Tzahal, for our brave soldiers; the Mishnah Berach for the Shluim, for those who are still being held captive. And Rabbi Sharbat will conclude with the Mishnah Berach L'Cholim, pausing to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. Receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email. You can subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. We encourage you to share it with your friends and family, with your shul network, more and more people on with us. Not that we can say, wow, look how many people are on the Tehillim call daily, which Baruch Hashem, thank God, is a very large number from around the world. But because each additional word of Tehillim recited, each additional moment that we're learning Torah today with Rabbi Sharbat makes such a difference and an impact in the world. So let's continue to get the word out there, encourage more and more people to join us each day here at 1 o'clock. B'chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Sharbat.
Thank you, Rabbi Naftali, and the Orthodox Union for organizing these Tehillim calls, and for giving me the opportunity to share words of Torah with our listeners. I also want to express hakarat hatov, gratitude to you, the listeners themselves, who continuously, day in and day out, dial in and take the time in the middle of their busy schedule to join their brothers and sisters all over the country and the world in tefillah. And the greatest chizuk, I believe, is knowing that we have each other, that we are here together for the next 15 minutes or so in words of Torah and tefillah, and we hear together each other chizuk, although we can't see each other and we can't hear each other, but knowing that we are all around the world davening for our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael, in Israel, davening for our brothers and sisters who are fighting on the front lines, davening for the Shivuim, for those who are still captive, and just knowing that we could also daven for those who need a refuah shalema. I believe this is the greatest chizuk, knowing that we have each other all over the world, and I'm grateful to all of you for the opportunity to be able to speak for just a few moments and share some words of Torah and chizuk with you. Our parsha this week, a double parsha, in Parsha Matot, the first of the double parsha, is the famous story of the tribes of Reuven and Gad, who wanted to stay in the Transjordan and not join the rest of the nation in the land of Israel. And for various reasons, they wanted to stay the Transjordan, but they knew they needed permission. They needed permission granted by Moshe and by Hashem to allow them to stay there. And initially, Moshe was very upset with such a request. Moshe was upset asking, Ha'achechem yavou la'milchama v'atem teshbu po. Your brothers are fighting a war. They're fighting a battle. They're entering the land of Israel. Going to be fierce battles with their enemies, and you're going to sit all secured in your home in the Transjordan. How can you allow them to walk into the land of Israel, to fight for the land of Israel, settle the land, while you are all in the Transjordan? And they discussed this amongst themselves, and they made a deal with Moshe. The deal was that we will be on the front line. We will fight the battle. We will help the Jewish people conquer the land, and then we will go back and settle the Transjordan. And Moshe agrees. He agrees to such a request, and he repeats the condition because he wants to make sure that they understand the condition in order for them to settle the Transjordan. But he adds a few extra important words. And the couple of words that he adds are the words Lifnei Hashem, before God. He repeats the condition. He repeats what they brought to the table. And he says that all of this is Lifnei Hashem. And he mentions Lifnei Hashem four times. And he even mentions Hashem's name two other times. And yet the tribes of Reuven and Gad did not mention Hashem's name once. And he adds a final clause in the condition. V'imlo tasu kein, and if you don't follow through with your end of the bargain, inei chatatem Hashem, then you have sinned to Hashem. The Or Chaim HaKadosh asks, the condition should be im lo tasu kein, if you don't follow your end of the deal, then the deal is off, and you can't live in the Transjordan. Why does Moshe say hinei chatatem Hashem, you have sinned to God? Yes, it is a sin. Perhaps they didn't follow through with their part of the deal, but the deal means that they don't get to live in the Transjordan. The Or Chaim explains, and he says that ultimately, the mistake that initially Reuven and Gad had, which they would later rectify, is they thought they were just going to come to help their brothers and sisters settle the land of Israel. Yeah, we'll help the nation. We'll help the Jewish people. We'll help Medinat Yisrael. But what they didn't realize was all of this is part of Lifnei Hashem. All part of Hashem's plan. Not just that the Jewish people need a homeland. It's not just that we need to fight on behalf of our brothers and sisters. Not just that we need to stand up against anti-Semitism. All of this is done because of Lifnei Hashem. It's because Hashem promised us the land of Israel. Because Hashem protects the Jewish people in every single century. It's because there was a Chilul Hashem, and we stand up for Hashem to make a Kiddush Hashem, to bring God's name to the world, and to make a Kiddush Hashem, one that sanctifies God's name all over the world. But we get, unfortunately, sometimes stuck with the reality of our situation. In so many months, and we continuously daven, we're fighting a battle, not just a battle in the state of Israel, not only in Gaza, which unfortunately now we're beginning to see a little bit more and more the realities of the battle up north by Lebanon. But we are also battling anti-Semitism. We're battling anti-Semitism not only on college campuses, but near our homes, on the street. We're not only battling anti-Semitism here in America, but all over the world, in Europe and in Canada. Day in and day out, sadly, we read stories, we follow social media, and we see another incident, another incident. And while we stand up for ourselves, we stand up against anti-Semitism, we battle our enemies here in our homeland in Israel, and we battle the anti-Semites and our enemies in the social media. Ultimately, all of this is not only to save the body of our nation, but to save the soul of our nation. And that is to fulfill Hashem's promise that He will be with us, He will help us, He will help us spread the truth, and He will bring us back to Israel fully, to the land that He promised us. It's not just a battle that we have, but it's a battle for those who are there to help us. As sadly, we read and we saw videos of the Druze community a couple of days ago who lost children. And how sad it was to see the videos and the pictures of these beautiful children. They are there to help us settle the land, We believe that Eretz Yisrael, Medinat Yisrael, is a land for the Jewish people. And so we are then also charged, those who believe with us, to stand with us, to help spread that Kiddush Hashem all over the world. I will now recite the Tehillim. First, we're going to recite together Tehillim Chaf, Psalm 20. Amatzeach Mizmor LeDavid, Yamcha Adonai B'Yom Tzara, Tagef Hashem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh U'Mitzion Yisadeka, Yizkor Kol Minchotecha Ve'Olatcha Yidash Nefela, Yiten Lecha Chilvavecha Ve'Cholatat Chayim Mele, Ne'anena B'Shuatecha U'Shem Eloheinu Nigdol Yimale Adonai Kol Mishalotecha. Ata Yadati Ki Yoshi Adonai Mishicho Ya'aneu Mishmei Kodesho B'Gvurot Yisha Yimino. Ele Varecha Ve'ele Vasustim Ve'Anachnu M'Shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir. Hema kari'u v'nafalu v'nachnu kamnu v'nitodad, Adonai Oshia, HaMelech Ya'aninu v'yom Koreinu. Tehillim Chaf Gimel, Psalm 23. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Ro'i Lo Echsar, Inodeshe Yarbitzeni Ame Minuchot Yinahaleni, Nafshi Yeshovev Yanchini V'Maglei Tzedek Loman Shemo, Gam Ki Elech V'Gei Talma V'Lo Irara, Yata Imadi, שבטך ומשעתך המה ינחמוני. תערוך לפני שולחה נגד צוריריי, לישמת ושם אל ראשי כוספי רוויה. אכתוב החסד ירדפוני כל ימי חיי, ושבתי בבית אדוני לאורך ימים. תהילים קכ"א, פסלם 121. שלמה לא תשא עיני אל הערים, מאין יבוא עברי, עברי מעם אדוני עושה שמיים וארץ. אל ייתן למור רגליך, אל ינום שומריך, הנה לא ינום ולא ישן, שומר ישראל. אדוני שומריך, אדוני צלך, ליד ימינך, יומם השמש לא יקקה, וירח בלילה. אדוני ישמורך, מקורה ישמור לנפשך, אדוני ישמור צאתך, ובואך מעתה ועד עולם. תהילים קוף למד פעם 130. שיר המעלות ממעמקים, קראתיך אדוני, אדוני שמע בקולי, תהיינה אוזניך קשובו לכל תחנוני, אם עוונות תשמור יה, אדוני מי יעמוד, כי עמך הסליחה, למען תברא, קיוויתי אדוני, קיוויתי נפשי, ולדברו הוכלתי נפשי לאדוני, משומרים לבוקר, שומרים לבוקר, יחל ישראל אל אדוני, כי אם אדוני החסד הרבה עם עופדות, והוא יפתה את ישראל מכל עוונותיו. We conclude with the last תהילים, תהילים קוף מבית, Psalm 142. מזכיר לדוד, ביותו במערה, תפילה, קולי אל אדוני אזעק, קולי אל אדוני אתחנה, נשפוך לפניו שיחי, צרתי לפניו אגיד, התעטף עלי רוחי, ואתה ידעת נתיבתי, לאור זו הלך תמנופח לי, הבד ימין ובאבן לי מכיר, אבל מנות ממני דורש לנפשי, זעקתי אליך אדוני, אמרתי אתה מרתי חלקי בארץ החיים, הקשיב על רינתי, כי גלותי מאוד, הצילני מרודפי, כי ימצו ממני, הוציאה ממזכר נפשי לעודד את שמך, ויחתירו צדיקים, כי תגמול עליי. אחינו כל בית ישראל, הנתונים בצרה ובשביה, העומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה, המקור נרחם עליהם, ויוציא מצרה לברכה, ומאפילה לאורה, ומשיבו לגאולה, השבה גלה זמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. I'm going to now translate אחינו. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom now, swiftly and soon. Let us say, Amen. Mishaberach, Chayalei Tzal, the prayer for Israel's defense forces. Mishaberach avotenu Avraham Yitzhak Yaakov, v'yivarech hayalei tzva hagana v'Yisrael, אנשי כוחות הביטחון העומדים המשמר ארצנו, בערי אלוהינו מגבול הלבנון ועד מדבר מצרים, מן הים הגדול הלובה הערבה ובכל מקום שהם, ביבשה, באוויר ובים. ייתן אלוני את אויבינו הקמים עלינו ניגפים לפניהם, הקדוש ברוך הוא לשמור ויפיד חיילינו מכל צרה וצוקה, מכל נגע ומחלה, וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם. ידבר שונאינו תחתיהם ויעטרם בכתר ישועה, ובעטרם ניצחון. וקוים בהם הכתוב, כי אדוני אלוהיכם ההולך עמכם, להילחם לכם עם אויביכם, נושיע אתכם, ונאמר אמן. מי שברך לשבויים, prayer, those who are being held in captivity. מי שברך אבותינו אברהם יצחק ויעקב, יוסף משה ואהרון דוד ושלמה. הוא יברך וישמור וינצור את נדרי צבא הגנה לישראל ושבויו, וכל אחינו הנתונים בצרה ובשביה. רבו שכל הקהל הקדוש הזה מתפלל בעבורם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם ויוציאם חושך וצר מוות, ומסורותיהם ינתק ובמצוקותיהם יושיעם, ושיבם מהרה לחיק משפחותיהם, יודו לאדוני חסדו ונפלאותיו לבני אדם. ויקוים בהם מקרא שכתוב, ופדויי אדוני ישובון ובאו ציון ברינה, ושמחת עולם על ראשם ששון ושמחה ישיגו, ונעשו יגון ואנחה, ונאמר אמן. We'll now make the Mishaberach L'chol in the prayers for the sick. When I pause, please insert the names of those who you would like to pray for. Mishaberach Avoteinu Abraham Yitzchak Ve'Yakov Moshe Ve'Aaron David U'Shlomo Hu Yivarech V'Yirape Kol HaChulim. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, להחלימם ורפותם וחזיקם וחיותם. וישלח להם הרה רפואה שלמה מן השמיים בכל עבריהם ובכל גדיהם בתוך שאר חולי ישראל. רפואת הנפש, רפואת הגוף, פשטה בעגלה וזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Sharvah. We look forward to having you back on the program. We've got Amir Sashem in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern as we pause each day at this time to share moments of tefillah, of prayer together. Tomorrow's rabbi who's joining us, Rabbi Andrew Markowitz, rabbi of Congregation Shomer Torah in Fairlawn, New Jersey, is in Israel on a mission, and he'll actually be joining us, I believe it's 8 o'clock Israel time tomorrow night, tomorrow evening from an Israeli army base. So we look forward to hearing him share some of the experience with us tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern here on the call. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world.